This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and who do we have on the phone?
This is Rachel Becker.
Rachel Becker, and you're driving right now, and you work up in Westfield, is that right? Or you live up there?
Right.
But you make the trek down to the church.
I live in Westfield, and I don't work in Westfield, but I live in Westfield and do commute down to St. Joan of Arc. When I started going to St. Joan of Arc, I lived nearer to the parish. Then I moved, but I still really enjoyed the community of that parish, so I just stayed.
Okay. So where were you born? Were you born in Indy, or?
I was born in Fort Wayne.
In Fort Wayne. So how did you get originally connected to the church?
Sure. So I was born in Fort Wayne. I was there with my parents and my siblings for a few years, and then we moved to Noblesville, where I went to middle school, high school, some elementary school. Then I went to IU for college. And after college, I came back to this area for work and started really looking for a parish, the one that I grew up in. I had kind of grown out of my parish or my church experience at IU was awesome. So I was kind of looking for something that would elevate me from where I had been in terms of my faith life in college. And I shopped around. I mean, I visited quite a few churches for about a year, and a friend of mine actually recommended that I try St. Joan of Arc. So
gotcha.
I went to Mass, and I really liked it, and then I just kept going to Mass there.
All right, so what type of things have you been involved with helping over the years?
So some of the major ones is I've been involved with our RCIA program for many years. I've served as a sponsor for people who are wanting to become Catholic and potentially join our church. And I've also served on the team for that. So that's something that I've done pretty consistently for a long time. And it's a big commitment. It's almost a full year commitment. I've also served on our parish council for a few years, helping to navigate decisions that the church is making and to help communicate and coordinate between ministries and between the parish staff and things along those lines. And then I you know, kind of helped out with some of the things that come and go. So whether it's, you know, providing food or being a supporter for someone who's joining our church or parish, or I was a part of an agape group for a few years. You know, those sort of things, French market, the stuff that kind of comes and goes and somebody needs help and you sign up and you show up.
All right. So as far as what type of special moments will always kind of ring out in your head that you've had, just like specific situations, if it would be at French market or during a mass or a particular meeting or making something happen, what are some of your more favorite moments that you'll always cherish?
Yeah, when I reflect on those things, really what comes to mind are just the people that I've been able to meet, and really just great people. So I've been very fortunate to form relationships with people, some of whom, you know, I've served with or worked with for many years. Some I you know, spent time with and then didn't see again for a few years and reunited with them. But I think those are the moments that really stand out, is just having personal shared faith experiences with other people who are great examples to me, who I can kind of lean on or sort of use as a little bit of a moral compass sometimes. But, you know, just being surrounded with really great people who are also very driven by their own faith and always, you know, working on their own relationship with Christ. That's probably the strongest thing for me, is just the connections that I formed and how those connections have helped make me a better person.
Okay. And then who would be a couple people you'd like to give a little appreciation to for what they've done?
There's really a lot. I mean, I don't know. Like, if I started naming people, I feel like I'd be naming a lot of people. But, you know, so I think, you know, some people are great examples to me in sort of what they do and not what they say. So maybe I watch them or I sort of see how they're serving others. There are people who are in leadership positions who really just give kind of selflessly and really serve without even asking, twice. And then there are people who have become, you know, some of my closest friends just because I got to know them somewhere in St. Joan of Arc and then continue to work on and grow a friendship with them. So yeah, I have the great fortune of sharing this church with my sister. She goes to St. Joan of Arc as well. So some of those moments have been really nice. Just next weekend, I'll be going to my niece and my goddaughter's baptism at St. Joan of Arc. And I've been able to see my two nephews baptized there as well. So, you know, some of those moments are really precious as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be closing this out, but is there anything else you'd like to add for the parish to hear?
I think that I'm glad that we're doing this. I think that there are a lot of stories that are very valuable to what makes us the great community that we are, and I'm thankful to have been a part of that community so far.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much for sharing, and if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this out.
Okay.